Hey, what's going on, peoples? Brand new podcast here. Just to introduce myself, my name is, I'll go with Zach. I'm sure this is not anonymous or whatever, so you'll find my name eventually. I'm a pretty private guy. I'm from New York. Have siblings, three brothers, three sisters. Just your average Joe. Work in a factory, got school debt, just like everybody else. And if you don't got that, you're probably broke or super fucking rich. Go figure, huh? Go fucking figure. That's probably the last F word I'm going to use. I want to keep it clean so I can get a bunch of people to listen. So just to give you a little idea of what I'm doing right now, I'm in my car driving home from work. I work late nights at the factory where I work. It's about 2 a.m. on the East Coast. And I'm just driving, man. I figure I'd call this podcast After Work Drive, or something along those lines. I'll probably find something a lot more clever. Maybe we can go over the names right here. No, I'm not going to do that to you guys. I'm going to sit here and listen to 20 minutes of me going over some names. Yeah, I live 20 minutes away from where I work, so these podcasts are usually going to be around that time, if not shorter or longer, depending on how I feel. And I'm just want to kind of talk about a few things. I don't ever really want to get too personal. Maybe I'll do that on something else. But really, I just want to talk about, maybe stuff I find funny, ideas I find interesting, and just what's current, And so I'll probably be doing this every single night. So if you guys are gonna tune in, welcome. Welcome to the fam. So yeah, man, this long, dark road has got nothing but thoughts, just waiting for me to, I just be talking to myself, and now that I have the opportunity to actually, talk to somebody, coming up with blanks. Why is that? I always have something going on in my head. I keep myself very sheltered. I don't like people, and they give me reasons to not like them. But on the other hand, I'm not perfect myself, and I'm very critical of everything I do. And I try to be better, and other people tell me I don't try to be better, that I'm exactly the same. And to those naysayers, I say I can only keep trying. And if I don't want to admit to myself that I'm not doing the best that I can, then I really think it's in everybody's responsibility to just outcast that person. Like, if that guy's really, really a terrible person, just awful, and you support him anyway, all because he's a person. It's like, I don't think so. I don't think they're a person anymore. I think they're less human, if anything. And more God, really. Because it's like, they're treating you like shit, being extremely toxic, and you're just kind of like, no, that's just how they are. It's like, what? Huh? Come again? I don't know. I am really nothing to brag about, though. That's for sure. I talk a big game, but that's because I like to put myself out there. I like to do a lot of different things. So I don't say, I try not to say things. See, there again is the word trying again. Well, I do try to say things that, you know, are honest and true to my experiences. But maybe sometimes the way I say it doesn't always come out as, you know, like as accurate as that, you know. But I just think that if you think that trying your best every single day is overrated, then I think so is being your worst, right? It's fucking overrated. Like, I don't know what I'm saying right now, man. I feel like, damn, man, like, I'm always lost. And it's not like I'm looking for guidance, because I know who I am. I like comedy. I like music. You know, and I really just love art. I love to express myself. You know, I don't like people. I don't know why. Like, I really just cannot fuck with people. I really do not like them. Like, it's not, I don't know, Robin Williams said it the best, I think. He said that, you know, individual people are cool. It's a group of people that fucking suck, dude. They just fucking suck. I don't know what it is about the ego, you know, that just turns people into just giant Johnsons. And I don't know. I don't know. I want to know. You know, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I always be checking myself, man. Always. Always be checking. And I see some people, yo, like, just walk around life unfiltered, and it seems like it doesn't matter how you do it. As long as you get something done, like, evil can easily as prosper as well as good can. I mean, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say is, like, good and evil is just a side you pick. I'm not really sure if there's one that's better. You know? And, like, and I guess why I come to that, you know, train of thought is just because, I don't know, should I just fuck people over? Make mad money, be rich, powerful, use my height and my weight whenever I can, truly be a freaking, like, survival of the fittest, you know what I'm saying? Be the fittest. Like, why wouldn't you? You know? Is there really room for the weak in this world? I was weak once, and now I'm strong. You know? I think weak is just the beginning. It's a place where you start. You start weak. Opposer. Ignorant. Then you become strong. Powerful. Smart. So if you think you're powerful right now, but you're not courteous, kind, or considerate, any of that stuff that's in the Boy Scout motto. Used to be a Boy Scout, so, you know, thrifty, brave, trustworthy. If you're not any of those things, and I don't think you have power. I don't think you're really all that powerful. I think that other people consider you powerful, and in that, you have your power. But I think that you're a weak fool. You know? But I'm also talking to myself, like the other half of myself, when I speak this way. You know, I'm saying, oh, it's like, oh fuck, where was I going? I feel like I'm talking to my other half too when I speak that way. I'm kind of saying to them, like, you know, fuck. I really forgot where I was going with that. I don't want to just get all wishy-washy. Really lost my train of thought. Fudge. That was a fudge. But, I'm going to have a lot less buttons coming into the next podcast. I promise you that, guys. Probably be smoking some hashish, you know, with me, you know, every once in a while, too. Maybe listen to some cool tunes. Talking about tunes, I really love, like, just recently, I got into rock. Like, I know, like, rock, oh, it's been around forever. Like, yeah, I know, but it's like, you know, when you're just surrounded with a different energy, like, different people, people have very strong influence on you, man. Like, I feel like people have, and that's why I don't like people so much, is they have such a powerful influence, and I can't escape them. I can't get away from people. I can't get away from them, you know? Like, you can't live with them, you can't live without them. And I just really don't like that, you know, I need them so badly and they influence me so much. And, you know, I have no control of that. You know, how much of that they have, you know? I don't know. But, yeah, when I was younger, I used to love hip-hop. Everything about hip-hop. Hip-hop was great. Hip-hop was this. Hip-hop was that. It was hip. It was cool. It was hip-hop. And, you know, I was really into, you know, the classics. And I don't know what's classic to you. Some people will be like, Vanilla Ice or some shit. Like, I know nobody would say that. I know nobody would say that. But I'm just, I have a hard time thinking of, like a popular ass rapper from back in the day that wasn't good, actually talented, you know what I mean? And it was in the mainstream. Like, that's what's so different about the industry today, is just that everybody was a hard hitter. Salt and Pepper, Humpty Dumpties, you know what I'm saying? Like, not the Humpty Dumpty, but, you know, Digital Underground, fucking, even had like 12 year olds, damn, man, I'm so bad with all their names, but it's because they had more creative names. They weren't all Little This and Young That. It was awesome. It was fucking awesome. And then you had kids who were, like, the same age as my brothers and sisters. 19 years old, Mobb Deep, Wu-Tang Clan. Killing the fucking game. Killing it, dude. Profound with everything. Like, I'm just, like, astounded by, like, their artwork. And I'm, like, thinking to myself, like, why my siblings can't do anything like that? How come my siblings don't study art? Like, maybe, like, I have a brother who does, you know, graffiti maybe once in a while. But he don't even draw no more. He don't do anything. He has no skills except for the job that he works. Like, I'm supposed to, like, I guess I'm not supposed to look up to anybody. I'm supposed to guide myself. You know what I mean? Like, these are my older siblings. Like, one is, you know, like, the youngest one out of them three brothers. The youngest one is, like, almost 35, 36. Right? And then I have a, like my other brother is about, you know, 40, and the other one's like 45, something like that, 40, something like that. I mean, I'm not gonna say I know them, like, I know the back of my hand, you know? Oh, it's your brother, like, you wouldn't? It's like, he had a very complicated childhood, which I will get into later on in other podcasts, but I just don't want to right now. But, like, when I look at them, all three of them, they came from DR, you know, My dad, you know, worked at a factory. He came from DR, and they were already, like, in high school when they came here. And so they had an opportunity to see how the workforce here operates. They, you know, they got educated. They learned English quickly. You know, they're kids. They're malleable. I think I'm saying that word wrong. They adapt quickly. And so, you know, I'm looking at them and I'm watching what they do. And all I see is that they want to be social and talk with other motherfucking people. And be around other motherfucking people all the goddamn time. And do and stuff. And just go here and go there and talk. Do they come home with awards? Trophies. A piece of paper that says you did something great. How about just a skill to motivate me? Back in the day, your dad was a baker, right? That meant that you were a baker. My dad's an employee. Does that make me just an employee? All right, guys. So that's it for today. I'll see you tomorrow night. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.